morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of the Destroy the Stumps podcast. So today, ladies and gents, just going to be doing a quick recap of the first test, the first of the two test matches before the T20 World Cup starts. And before we just go into the T20 period, where there's going to be like 2 or 3 months worth of T20 cricket, where there's hardly going to be any test match cricket. So yeah, without further ado, let's just get stuck into it and review this game. First of two test matches. Both test matches go to the World Test Championship for 2023 and 2025. This match is between Sri Lanka and Bangladesh. Sri Lanka playing their third game of the World Test Championship cycle. They've played Pakistan twice last year, and they lost both those matches at home. Now they'll want to build nicely in the World Test Championship cycle. They did play a test recently against Afghanistan at home and beat them quite comprehensively by 10 wickets. But yeah, they'll really want to get a good performance in against Bangladesh, get their tournament back on track, and get their campaign back on track for the World Test Championship, because they weren't too far away from actually qualifying for the final. If they won a few games, didn't do too badly in New Zealand, if they didn't do that badly there, maybe a few other results went their way, then yeah, you could probably see them in the final. But they did fall off pretty badly, unfortunately. And finished there in the lower half of the table in the World Test Championship cycle again. They really want to get closer to the top. In fact, try and get into the two at least to make the final. Sri Lanka have won a ICC Champions Trophy. Well, they shared it with India in 2002. That was played in Sri Lanka. That final got rained out. A couple overs in the first innings, and then it just got rained out. And even on the reserve day, it got rained out. So both teams share the trophy. And then that was in Colombo, that match, the final. But yeah, what else was there? They won a T20 World Cup in 2014. That was their last. They won that in Bangladesh, and that was their last tournament victory, major ICC tournament victory. And they won the 1906 Cricket World Cup as well. And they've reached a few finals in ICC tournaments as well. So I want to just add one more trophy to the collection and become the second team to win all four ICC trophies after Australia did it last year, beating India in the final. If India won it, then they would have been the first team to do so, but it was Australia, and rightfully so. They have such a good record in ICC tournaments, especially in ODI Cricket World Cups. They've won everything. They've won three trophies in the last 2 or 3 years. Three major trophies. They'll want to win one more next year in the 2025 Champions Trophy to complete a really good period of cricket for the Australian cricket team, where they've created a bit of a legacy. But anyways, without further ado, let's just get stuck into this podcast and review this first of two test matches between Bangladesh and Sri Lanka. Bangladesh played the last play at home. They have played two matches in this Test Championship cycle. They played two matches against New Zealand at home late last year. Won the first test. That was their first ever win against New Zealand at home in a test match. So they beat New Zealand in all three formats, home and away. So that's a special achievement. Prior to that, they won their first ODI and first T20 ever in New Zealand. So a couple of first achievements for the Bangladeshis. They'll be looking to achieve more in the future. They won the first test and lost the second test, so I ended up being 1-1. They'll want to pull off another major surprise result. Just come off a 2-1 series victory against Sri Lanka and ODIs. They lost the T20 series 2-1, so this is the final leg of the tour. It's been a very long tour for the Sri Lankans, and then I think a few of them will rest up before the T20 World Cup starts, which will be huge for pretty much everyone. It's one of the hugest events in cricket. Probably the biggest event of the year in cricket this year, so wait and see what happens there. Anyways, without further ado, let's just get stuck into the podcast and review the events from the first of two test matches. This match was played at Sylhet International Cricket Stadium in Sylhet. Bangladesh had one debutant in Nahid Rana, who's a fast bowler, right-arm fast bowler, can bowl quick. Apparently impressed in the Bangladesh Premier League and has impressed in first-class cricket. Still very young, early days in his career, but he can bowl 150-odd Ks. Can he be effective? Not too sure. Depends. Only 21 years of age. Will be 22 later this year, so still early days in his career. Definitely an exciting prospect when you got someone who can bowl 150 clicks. The thing is, if he's got control on that, then he'll be very useful. More than a handful. We'll see how it goes. But congratulations, Nahid Rana. Might see more of him in the future to playing for Bangladesh in test matches in all three formats of the game. So yeah, Sri Lanka's team for this game, red luck this, Nishan Madushka, Dilmut Kruneratne, Kusal Mendes, wicketkeeper, then you've got Angelo Matthews, Dinesh Chandimal, Dhananjaya De Silva, now the test captain of Sri Lanka, and you've got Kamindo Mendes playing his second test match, Prabhat Jasuriya, Kasun Rajata, Vishwa Fernando, and Lahiru Kumara. So they've got three paces. They've got the medium pace of Angelo Matthews if needed. And they've got Kamindo Mendes, who can bowl some left arm orthodox spin and right arm off spin. Ambidextrous spinner. Very few can bowl with both arms. So really, that's a skill there. Special talent there. And then Prabhat Jasuriya, left arm orthodox spin. He's had a superb start to his career. And Dhananjaya De Silva bowls some part-time off spin as well. He's more than handy with the ball. So they've got some variety in there. Line up there, Sri Lanka. And then for Bangladesh, you've got Mahmudul Hasan Joy, Zakir Hassan, Najmal Singh Shanto, captain at number 3, Mominul Haq, Tajul Islam, Shahdad Hussain, Litton Das, keeper at number 7, Mehdi Hassan Miraj, Shoraful Islam, and Khalid Ahmed and Nahid Rana on debut. And Bangladesh won the toss, elected to bat first. At first, in the first session, Sri Lanka were in all sorts of trouble early on. Bangladesh were right on top. They had them really by the scruff of the neck. The Sri Lankans just did not know what to do. They were absolutely terrible. They were in a terrible situation. They were five, pretty much halfway, or just a touch over halfway through to the lunch session. They lost their 5 wickets, the first five. They were 57 for 5 after 16.2 overs. They're going at a decent rate, but the wickets were the problem. Bangladesh fast bowlers were absolutely on top, and Sri Lankans needed a partnership to save them from a bit of an embarrassing situation. And they got that through the brilliance of Dhananjaya De Silva, the captain, and Kamindo Mendes in his second test match. Got a 50 in his first test match against Australia. And in this game, comes off some good first-class form. Average of 60-odd in the first-class cricket in Sri Lanka. So he's got a lot of form, plenty of potential. So that's why they selected him. And so far, he's paid them off. Brilliant 100 from Kamindo Mendes. His first test match 100 to go along with a 50. Superb batting from him. Some excellent cover drives through the covers and some beautiful shots just all around the ground. Really elegant player, just standing tall and just playing some beautiful shots. Well, left-handers make everything look beautiful, but that is a beautiful shot. That was a beautiful shot from Kusal Mendes. So from Kamindo Mendes, apologies. That innings against that duck that he had. So, what the hell? Anyways, yeah, for 102 for Kamindo Mendes. Played some excellent shots, especially the drives. Well balanced and just timed beautifully and placed in the gap excellently, and just good shot selections from Kamindo Mendes. 102 off 127 balls, 11 fours, 3 sixes. Strike rate of 80.31, and Dhananjaya De Silva, 102 off 131 balls, 12 fours, 1 6, at a strike rate of 77.86. Outstanding performance from Outstanding performance from those two. That was a match-winning partnership there. Really saved Sri Lanka from a very embarrassing situation. They were scoring at a seriously good rate after lunch on the first day. Really just taking the attack to the Sri Lanka, to the Bangladeshis. And the Bangladeshis just did not have an answer to these two. Played some of the most amazing, some of the most beautiful cricketing shots you'll see. And, yeah, in the end, Sri Lanka got to 280 all out in 68 overs, going at a run rate of 4.11 runs an over. 11 extras conceded by them, by the Bangladeshi bowlers. Two byes, four leg byes, and five no balls. Lahiri Kumara was dismissed for a six-ball duck. And Dandiyo De Silva getting his 11th Test Match 100, while Kamindo Meadows getting his first Test Match 100. Special innings from both of them. Special partnership, which was worth 202 for the sixth wicket. And, yep, really good stuff from... Yeah, really superb partnership for the sixth wicket, which was worth about 202 runs. Outstanding stuff from those two. 280 all out in 68 overs, going at a run rate of 4.11 runs an over. Two byes, four leg byes, and five no balls. Bangladesh just a little bit, not really that bad with the extras, but could have been worse though, but not too bad with the extras. For Bangladesh with the ball, Shofiul Islam and Tajul Islam gained a wicket apiece, and the pick of the bowlers, Nahid Rana, 3 for 87 or 14 overs, two maiden overs, a quantum rate of 6.21, which was very expensive on debut. Didn't bowl a wide ball, three no balls though, but he picked up three wickets, but was very, very expensive. Nahid Rana on his perceived test debut. So, Nahid Rana, brilliant performance from him on test debut. Sorry, I was thinking about a keeper, but yeah. Good stuff from the fast bowler, right arm quick bowler. See how he goes with more experience and just the right company to be around. Should be a lethal player for the Bangladeshis in the future. And then the other pick of the bowlers, the other bowler who was the main pick of the bowler was Khalid Ahmed, medium fast, medium pace bowler. 3 for left arm, that is left arm, medium pace, fast, medium bowler. 3 for 72 off his 17 extras. 17 extras. Two maiden overs, a climbing rate of 4.03. So 4.23 runs an over. Zero wides, two no balls bowled by Khalid Ahmed. And then, and in reply, Bangladesh, well, nothing really of substance. Tajul Islam, the night watchman, coming in at number 5. Brilliant innings from him, but unfortunately didn't get that maiden Test Match 50 that he wanted. Yeah, top scorer for the Bangladeshis, like I mentioned, Tajul Islam, 47 of 80 balls. 6 fours, no sixes, at a strike at a 58.75. And the second highest scorer for the Bangladeshis was Litton Das. 25 not out of 43 balls. 4 fours, no sixes, at a strike rate of... Yeah, strike rate... 4 fours for Litton Das. Strike rate of 58.13. In the end, Bangladesh bowled up for 188. The tail wagged a bit, but seriously, the damage was done up front. And they were... Yeah, 119 not out off... Yeah, so... 25 for 43 balls, 4 fours, no sixes, stroke rate 58.13. 18 extras conceded by Sri Lanka. That was something they would have been disappointed with. Nine leg byes, seven leg byes, two no balls, yep, two no balls and one wide. All out in 51.3 overs, going at a run rate of 3.65 runs and over. 19 extras conceded by them, nine byes, seven leg byes, two wides, so two no balls. Four extras conceded by So 4 wickets for Vishal Fernando, left arm off leg spinner. As a pacer, 4 for 48 off his 18, off his 15.3 overs. Gone at a run rate of, as a 2 maiden overs, run rate of 3.09 runs an over, 1 wide, 1 no ball. Sorry guys, just fell a bit asleep there. But yeah, Vishal Fernando, pick with the bowlers for the Sri Lankans, 4 for 48 off his 15.3 overs. 2 maiden overs, economy rate 3.09 runs an over. Bowled 1 wide, bowled 1 no ball. Other than that, he was pretty good with the ball. And then Vishal Fernando, 3 for 56 off his 10 overs. 16 maiden overs, economy rate of... Kasun Rajatan, 3 for Lahiru Kumara. Yeah, we'll get to Lahiru Kumara in a bit, but Kasun Rajatan, 3 for 56 off his 18, off his 16 overs. For a 3 maiden overs, economy rate 3.50 runs an over. Didn't bowl wide, bowled 1 no ball. And Lahiru Kumara, 3 for 31 off his 12 overs. 1 maiden over, economy rate of 2.58 runs an over. Yeah, and the spinners weren't really doing much calculating that one. So, what the fuck am I on about? Anyways. Moving on, so Sri Lanka carried a 108 runs, 8-run lead into the second innings, and boy, did they make it count. By the way, Kuminda Mendes was dismissed on a golden duck early on in the first innings. If they got that wicket, you think, really, with Sri Lanka's long batting lineup, you really think your 108 run lead into the second innings. Half century for Dimit Kuruvadhana, 17th test match 50 for him. 52 off his 101 balls, 7 fours, 1 6 at a strike rate of 51.48. But the real star of the show once again was Captain Dhananjay De Silva and Kuminda Mendes. Again, Sri Lanka found themselves in a bit of a sticky situation. They were 64 for 4 when Dinesh Chandimal was dismissed for a second little duck. This was after 19.1 overs, and then they were 113 for 5, and in fact they were 126 for 6 after the. Brilliant spell from the fast ball. Yeah, brilliant stuff from Dimit Kuruvadhana. Lahiru Kumara dismissed for a golden duck. At that stage, Mehdi Sal Mraz was on a hat trick. But speaking of that, Dhananjay De Silva, brilliant 100 from him. His back to back 100s in this game. And I think that's his fourth major 100 against Sri Lanka. What the fuck am I on about? Anyways. Yeah, Dhananjay De Silva, second test match 100 for him in this game. Back-to-back 100s. And, he's really helped out. Yeah, Dhananjay De Silva really doing a good job. Leading from the front, the captain. 108 off 179 balls, 9 fours, 2 sixes at a strike rate of 60.33. And Kuminda Mendes, 164 off 237 balls, 16 fours, 6 sixes at a strike rate of 69.19 runs in a strike rate. That means Kuminda Mendes also, he gets his second test match 100, back-to-back test 100s in this game. So brilliant stuff from him. 418 all out eventually after 110.4 overs. Run rate of 3.77 runs and over. 26 extras considered by them, by the Bangladeshis, which just did not help their cause. 12 buys, 3 leg buys, 1 no ball, and yeah, that's it. He's just. Yeah. Yeah, brilliant stuff from Sri Lanka once again. Yeah, Mathew Samaras, that's picked up a 5-wicket haul for. Yeah, just with Vishwa Fernando again at 4-wicket haul in the first innings. That was his 5th 4-wicket haul. He's got 1 5-wicket haul to his name as well. So good stuff for Vishwa Fernando. So that's his 36th Test match 50,36th Test match 50. He's just about 200 runs away from a milestone. I joined the fast food. But anyways, so yeah, Denver Core right now, really good innings from the former captain there. And Dhananjay De Silva, man of the match performance from the captain. Good captaincy, and also 2 back-to-back 100s. I thought Claude Minder Mendes deserved it, but that was a choice the panel decided to go with. Yeah, 26 extras in that innings, 12 buys, 3 leg buys, 1 no ball, and 10 wides. Absolutely astonishing. 418 all out in 110.4 overs. Run rate of 3.77 runs and over. Really good stuff there, but yeah, Mathew Samaras was the pick of the bowlers for the Bangladeshis. Eighth 4-wicket haul for him in his test career, and he's just gone past 100. Seventh or eighth test match 50, so what test match 5-wicket haul for Mathew Samaras. 4-wicket haul for Mathew Samaras. And then 2 wickets for Tajul Islam and Nahid Rana. Nahid Rana was very expensive on debut. One of the most expensive spells you'll see on debut. Picked up 5 wickets, but went for 200 plus. A wicket apiece for Rufal Islam and Khalid Ahmed. And, yeah, really good start. Tore a lot of Bangladesh, but unfortunately the damage was done. That meant Bangladeshis had to chase 511 to win, a world record chase. Could they do it? Nah, they were nowhere near it. Nahid Rana was dismissed for an 8-ball duck, and then Khalid Ahmed was dismissed for a first-ball duck. So was Litton Das, and yeah, golden duck for Litton Das, pretty ordinary shot from him, and a 4-ball duck for Mehdi Samara, Mehdi Sanjoy, and Sharif Islam. Sorry. But yeah, Momenul Haq played superbly, 87 not out off his 148 balls, 12 fours, 1-6 at a strike at a 58.78. But yeah, really quite a few ducks. Unfortunately, they were bowled out for 182 in 49.2 overs. Going at a run rate of 3.68 runs an over. 19 extras conceded by the yeah, brilliant half century from Momenul Haq in circumstances. But yeah, it wasn't enough, unfortunately. And unfortunately, yeah, the Bunnies were bowled out, so the Bangladeshis were dismissed for 182 in 49.2 overs, going at a run rate of 3.68 runs and over. 19 extras conceded by Sri Lanka, 11 buys, 3 leg buys, 3 no balls, and 2 wides. But yeah, 3 wickets apiece for Vish. 3 wickets for Vishwa Fernando, who continues a superb game. 7 wickets in total. But it was really that last. But yeah, 2 wickets for Lahiri Kumara. And this is the first time in almost 38 years since all the pace bowlers for Sri Lanka picked up a wicket. No spinners being needed. And the pick of the bowlers, by the way, Kasun Rajatar, 5 for 56 off his 14 overs, 1 maiden over, economy rate of 4 runs an over, a little bit pricey, but didn't bowl a wide ball, 2 no balls. But sorry, just got one a bit blank there. But yeah, Momodou Hark's half century went in vain. Unfortunately, he's 25 runs away from a milestone of 4,000 test runs, 17th test match 50 to go along with 1,200s in his career. And yeah, he's done his bit for Bangladesh cricket, hasn't he? But Kasun Rajata, 30 years of age. It's Kasun Rajata's third test match for Bengal. Outstanding spell from him. And yeah, Bangladesh unfortunately took an absolute battering. Sri Lanka get the World Test Championship points. Dhananjaya Silva, man of the match. Sri Lanka take a 1-0 lead with a massive 328 run victory. Anyways, guys, thank you very much for your time. Stay safe wherever you are. Until next time, it is bye for now. And we are out of here. Let's go.